with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a dozen states plan to sue the Department of Government Efficiency.
Democratic attorneys general in 12 states say they'll file a lawsuit to stop Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, also known as DOGE, from accessing the personal information of millions of Americans. The attorneys general say in a statement they're taking legal action in defense of the Constitution and people's right to privacy. Government officials and labor unions have been among those raising concerns about DOGE's involvement with the payment system for the federal government. They say it could lead to security risks or missed payments for programs such as Social Security and Medicare. It's not known when the attorneys general will file their lawsuit. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's buyout plan for federal employees. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Federal workers had until Thursday midnight to accept the administration's offer to resign with pay through the end of September. But a judge in Massachusetts put the plan on hold and has scheduled a hearing for Monday. Several labor unions sued over the deferred resignation plans, which were orchestrated by Trump advisor Elon Musk, who's spearheading efforts to downsize and reshape the federal workforce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate confirmed Russell Vogt as White House budget director on Thursday night. Vogt was confirmed on a party line vote of 53-47. With the Senate chamber full, Democrats repeatedly tried to speak as they cast their no votes to give their reasons for voting against Vogt, but they were gavelled down by Senator Ashley Moody, who was presiding over the Senate. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points, the NASDAQ rose 99, the S&P advanced 22. This is SRN News. Delaware Democrats are determined to pass assisted suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
Governor John Carney vetoed a bill that would have allowed a person to take their own life with the help of a doctor, but Democratic lawmakers say they'll try again. There's a new governor in office, Matt Meyer, and suicide advocates think they can get him to sign the legislation. So far, nine states and the District of Columbia have legalized assisted suicide over the warnings of pro-lifers who say the practice will put the disabled and elderly at risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal Judge Royce Lambert in Washington, D.C. agreed to temporarily block prison officials from transferring three men who are living as women back to men's facilities and terminating their access to hormone therapy. Those actions were to be undertaken because of the executive order signed by President Trump ending federal support for transgenderism. This is SRN News. The first deployment of Mexican troops is arriving at its northern border with the U.S.
A line of Mexican National Guard and Army trucks rumbled along the border separating Ciudad Juarez and El Paso, Texas, on Wednesday. Masked and armed, they picked through brush running along the border on the outskirts of Ciudad Juarez, pulling out ladders tucked away in the trenches and pulling them onto trucks. Patrols were also seen on other parts of the border near Tijuana, Mexico.
Correspondent Karen Chama says the deployment enacts the pledge by Mexico's president to assign 10,000 troops to thwart fentanyl smuggling. Some 10,000 grocery store workers are now on strike in Denver and nearby areas, claiming unfair and illegal negotiating practices by the King Soopers store chain. Picket lines began forming before dawn Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com.